here on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show. Tom, you may call 3-on-3 gimmicky hockey, but it's sure entertaining hockey.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Boy, everybody had chances there in that 5 minutes.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I have no problem with it, but it is gimmicky hockey. But at the end of the, because you got to be a specialist. That's why. You know, you don't need to be a hockey player to play 3-on-3. You just have to have a certain attribute. Where in 5-on-5, you got to be a hockey player. There's a lot that goes into it, as we all know.
Well, this game got off to a slow start for you guys. St. Thomas came out, got a lot of momentum, and took it to you. You were able to weather the storm, but they were flying out of the gates.
Well, I think I agree. I'll give credit where credit's due, but we also had a Minnesota Gopher hangover, and that didn't help, I don't think. And that's what I told the boys. But you know what, I didn't want to lay the Gopher hangover early in the week, but but that we should have been thrown in jail for impersonating a hockey team the first 20 minutes, and we weren't much better the second period. They didn't capitalize either. Then the third period, I thought we played hockey, guys, and I thought we were pretty good.
Isak releases that thing so darn fast. What's he gaining there? Just walking the blue line, I don't know, the 4 or 5 feet that he did.
Well, he's just smooth, and he's just got a good, you saw it. I mean, he's smooth. He's got a good release. He's got good deception. Isak's a good player.
Well, and defense in the third period, Tom, you didn't give up a shot. That's pretty rare.
What?
20 minutes of hockey. Officially no shots on goal for St. Thomas.
Holy moly. I had no clue. I mean, I kind of was glancing at the shot. It clock a little bit, but and I knew they weren't they weren't rattling off much numbers, but I didn't realize it was that. Holy moly!
They had a couple
of chances.
They
missed an entirely empty net.
Yeah.
When Matias got stuck back there.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that was a nail biter.
We couldn't tell if he had gotten a piece of that thing or not, and the replay showed that he I don't think he did.
No, he didn't. I looked up from the bench that he might have cued it a little bit and just. Whatever. It was a bouncer, and it was a super ball, and, sometimes it's hard to get good wood on those.
Sometimes better to be lucky than good, right?
Absolutely.
Take it when you get it. See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right, guys.
Tom Cerutari, head coach of the Beavers here on our Paul Bunting Communications postgame show tonight.